Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order, and we will start out with Treasurer Sansom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Everybody got your sheets, summary statement report. County General Fund 1,000, $5,417,497.35. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,422,637.74. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $2,951,140.29. Animal Welfare Control, $1,494,440.07. Criminal Justice Tax Fund 3407, $2,451,457.69. Coronavirus Relief Fund 105, $1,047,259.27. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $22,982,903.33. I want you to look at one thing that's changed since last month, and this is our tax revenue has come in on this. You see revenues are now above our expenditures, and we were behind on that last month. We had a real good tax collection in April that showed up in May. And you're going to see this on page 2. I believe we're about $700,000 in general revenue in County General over where we were this time last year. Okay. On page 3 is our first tax sheet. This is our running total. For May, $1,186,308.50. 2.06% higher than May of 22. And our current year-to-date total is 4.55% over 2022. Page 4, you can see there that we are at 44% of our projected $13 million. And page 5 is our sheet of our 3-month moving average versus our 1-year moving average. 3-month moving average has turned down below our 1-year. It's not concerning. It's a seasonal turn down. If you'll look, not this last one when we turned down below, but the one before it, that was in May of 22. So this is not uncommon. We flattened out just a little bit on a 1-year curve. I fully expect to see that 3-year moving average move back above the 1-year next month. Are there any questions?
I do have one.
Yes, ma'am.
On our percentages right here where we have March and April's were 9%. Why did that fall so much? Yeah. Why is that so much lower?
I don't know. The 9%, I mean, the 2% is really where we ought to kind of be. The 9% was awful high, kind of with the way the economy is right now. I think I said the last 2 months I was kind of surprised at the 9%. I really was expecting to kind of be flat for the year versus last year. The fact that we are at 4.5% above where we were last year is a surprise. I mean, we're going to keep an eye on that. But once again, my kind of overall forecast going into the year was just being flat versus 22. But like I said, I think it's good so far.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. All right, we will start out with our new business. Do I hear a motion for proposed ordinance 23-13?
I'd like to make a motion that we proceed with proposed ordinance 2313.
Second.
All right. Let's see, I'm just going to give this a scan for any big numbers. Ms. Starter, how many pages is this supposed to be?
Apparently it's missing the second page of what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
So there is a 7 and 8 section, and the section 7 has to do with Angie Woolley's $16,903 is anticipated in from reimbursement on insurance proceeds. And then H is just the adoption, so it's missing the 16903.
Okay. All right. The floor is open for discussion. Do y'all have any questions or any notes on these?
It may be in some of the other package because it's in his packet, so it's just, okay. It may not be missing out of all of them.
Ms. Starr, can you talk about Section 6, the election?
Yes, this is this $10,256.01 is reimbursement from Conway Schools and from Bologna Guy, about five of the other schools that we did their millage on. So it's reimbursement from them that we're putting back into the budget.
Perfect. Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions? All in favor of passing 23-13 onto the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right. 23-13 goes to the full court. Do I hear a motion on our next ordinance, 23-14?
Make a motion that we proceed with proposed ordinance 23-14.
Second.
All right. And starting discussion, I will turn it over to maybe someone from the sheriff's office if y'all want to speak to this. I believe we've done this last year, and we're just doing it again. Is that right?
Yes, this is our final officer that met the criteria in order to get the stipend. And so this is just the ordinance to pass that one last one.
Copy that. And this is not county money, right? This is basically federal grant money.
Section 2 is county money. We have to appropriate our part of the retirement pension, but the other part is Section 1 is supported by the state.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. I'll leave the floor open for any discussion or any questions.
You did say that this was the last officer that would meet the requirements. This is Slahowski. I make a motion that we send this forward to the full court.
Yes. That motion has been made and seconded. All in favor of passage of 23-14, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. This passes on to the full court. Do I hear a motion for 23-15?
I make a motion that we proceed with proposed ordinance 23-15.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Sorry. All right. And I will... we're now open for discussion, and I'll pass it over to our assessor for this one.
Okay. Every year that since I've started there, the DF&A and the state would always reimburse level 4 appraisers at 500, and if you have a designation through either LEO, you would get 1,000 or greater. Legislation passed this year to make it come from the county level instead of DF&A. In the past, they've sent us checks that were not taxed, that were the full amount. And this year, they want them to be taxed with holdings, but not, what do we say, they don't have retirement.
Retirement.
Out, but they want them to state and federal tax. So they are depositing the money in the county general from the state and then be issued on the county level. So it's nothing new. We've done it every year. We've gotten these every year, and everybody that works there that is a level 4 has gotten it every year. They're just changing the way it's done.
It's the first time it's been paid through the county, though.
Yes.
And there is appropriation for the Social Security matching. They did not provide the Social Security matching.
Right.
That's Section 2 there.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
And that's the retirement matching, the Social Security retirement?
No, this one is exempt from retirement, so it's just Social Security matching.
Okay.
Which is rare that anything's exempt from retirement.
Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor of 23-15, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, 23-15 is forwarded to the full court. Can I hear a motion for 23-16?
Yes, I propose that we for a motion on ordinance 2316.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. I'll open up for discussion for proposed ordinance 23-16. Do we have anybody from Deliver Hope that wants to speak with this? Speak on this?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. I think we'll be easy on you.
Thanks. I don't know how familiar you guys are with Deliver Hope, but emotional and relational chaos is literally plaguing the lives of teenagers in the city that we live in, and so we exist to empower them so that they can excel despite the disadvantages that they've been given, and so that they know that their future is not defined by the circumstances they've been put in. You know, I always can get on the soapbox to where a lot of teenagers that are at-risk teenagers that we serve are given choices that are completely different than the choices I was given. You know, when I was a teenager, my parents said, hey, what college do you want to go to? Hey, what kind of car do you want to drive? Their choices might be, hey, do you want to follow in dad's footsteps and join a gang? Or what kind of drugs do you want to sell so you can put food on the table? And so our founder, Daniel Tyler, founded Deliver Hope in 2013 because he was an at-risk teen. And we began by mentoring in the juvenile detention center right here in Faulkner County. And while we were serving those young people in jail, we realized that they were craving outside connections, you know, once they were released outside of the jail walls. And so we found ways to connect with them once they were on the outside. In 2015, we were blessed to become an official community partner with the juvenile court system, which allows us to not only serve young people that come to us from community organizations, such as the CALL or CASA or the school, but also it allows us to be able to facilitate programs for the court and to mentor kids that are on probation. And so we do this through a variety of programs and services, with our main being youth mentoring. And so pre-COVID, we worked alongside Judge Braswell's court and other community partners to reduce juvenile recidivism. And between 2015 and 2019, there was a 57% reduction in the confinement of juveniles in the local jail, and a 35% reduction in delinquency cases filed by the Faulkner County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. So during COVID-19, teenagers were, you know, quarantined inside their homes, and many of those teenagers' homes are filled with drugs, abuse, poverty, brokenness, all kinds of things, and the only positive role models and activities were basically taken from them. And so research shows that during the confinement of 2020, not only did this reduce the safety of these kids, but it also limited contact of others that may be able to identify those signs of abuse, therefore causing already at-risk teenagers to suffer in silence. I don't have any local statistics on this, but I do believe that this trauma has caused the amount of juveniles in jail to rise drastically pre-COVID. So Deliver Hope is currently working diligently to offer healthy and encouraging alternatives to being stuck inside their homes and or running the streets with nothing else to do. And with the ARPA funds, we will be able to intentionally connect even more at-risk teenagers in Faulkner County by hiring more staff to pursue them daily and facilitate more opportunities for them to thrive. So Judge Braswell is here also, if you'd like to say a few words about that.
Is that what this money goes towards, is hiring staff? Or
it would be, a lot of it would be staff and to current staff hours, and then also we have some programs that we would like to fund with it also.
Okay. How long does this funding get you for?
So when we first drafted this, it's for 2 years. Okay. However, what's really awesome is since we've drafted this, we feel very confident that we're going to get matching funds that will let it prolong even longer. And then we've also implemented a couple of other things that are going to guarantee the sustainability of the program.
Fantastic. All right. Judge Braswell, do you have anything you want to add?
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be in front of you all again. And I think at the last committee meeting, I read a couple of excerpts from court transcripts and hearings of kids that have participated in Deliver Hope. And so I won't go back kind of through the whole deal, but I'll tell you this. There is an absolute war for our next generation. And the question is this: who's going to fight harder for them? And there are a lot of issues that you see in national politics, local, whatever. It is shocking to me the number of kids that I have to look in their face and say, you have value. You matter. There are so many kids that don't have someone at home that's willing to say that to them. And they feel lost, because they are in a lot of circumstances. They don't know what their identity is. They don't know what success is. You ask a kid what a success, what does it mean to be successful? Oh, a bunch of money. And that's just not it. And so for a long time, really since I've been a judge, we've partnered with Deliver Hope, and it's been amazing to see the type of results that we get by being able to send kids to work with folks at Deliver Hope that are willing to just reach out and be there to mentor and support. I don't know what it was like to not have somebody to talk to. I don't know what it's like to not have somebody to encourage me, to even discipline me. It's sad the number of times that I have to tell a parent and a kid the best way you can show your kid that you love them is to tell them no. You know, you tell a kid, hey, these are the things that you need to do, and the mom looks at him and says, yeah, you hear what the judge is saying? It's like, no. This is your responsibility, right? And so when we think of it in that terms of what are we doing to fight for the next generation, you know, Deliver Hope is at the front lines. And they're willing to work with and step in with the kids that a lot of them, if they showed up on our front doorsteps, we'd go, whoa, what are you, why are you here? And instead, at Deliver Hope, it's like, hey, you belong here. And so our success in court, and she shared some data, and I can tell you, the number of kids coming into court has dropped by 58%. That's based on our partnership with the prosecutor's office, public defender's office, Deliver Hope, and other agencies. You know, I had a chance to be at Justice Boyer's funeral and was just really hit by how much he cared about other people. And he worked on our drug court for several years. And the one thing he had always asked me is, what else can we do? And so in support of Deliver Hope, this is their ask. But I just want to say to you, my answer to Justice Boyer would be this. This is what else we can do. So I just want to read you this one thing, because I think it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to hear, you know, what a kid has to say. And I read part of this last time. But this girl asked her about counseling and how things were going. And she said that, I said, you smile more often than you have. You have a pretty smile. You should do that more. And she said, I love explaining myself there at Deliver Hope. It's more than just talking. I like talking with them because it gives me a chance to open up a little bit more. And I asked the young lady, I said, why is that helpful to you? And she said, because in counseling, it's like, I don't know, sometimes like they just be trying to like put stuff on me. But being in Deliver Hope, it's like the women there, they're mostly young. So it's like they mostly understand you instead of like the people at counseling who, in my opinion, they just want to do too much. I said, well, I'm excited that we have something like Deliver Hope that you can work with, and they can work with you and be there to support you. Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me another opportunity. That's what this goes to do. And so our court has been successful. That's not because of me. That's because of this community. Every time that I've been in front of this court over the last 9 years and saying, hey, look, we've got an opportunity to do something that makes a difference, y'all stepped up. I brag about it all over the state when I get a chance. That's the reason that a lot of courts send people to Faulkner County to see what we're doing. And the first thing I mentioned is our partnership with Deliver Hope. So I'm happy to answer any other questions about, you know, their partnership with the court. But it's a huge deal to us and the community. Awesome.
I do have a question.
Yes.
I'm curious to see if you have a quantitative number of how many kids come through each year. And I asked that because I did go and visit. I took our baby kittens, and we went in, and I did my little presentation and everything. We went inside a room, and there was probably 15 girls. Mm-hmm. It was a Girl Scout group. Mm-hmm. And as I was leaving, there were kids everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, literally everywhere. I couldn't even count. They were, you know, in the driveway, in the backyard, in the side yard, on the porch.
Right.
So I was just curious what your...
That may be a better answer for her. Serve each year?
So we typically serve around 150 a year.
And those same kids come back week after week, day after day?
Well, as long as they're on probation, typically, is when they're in our care. So that could be 6 months, could be 9 months, could be 12 months. Depends on their...
That's 24 months.
Yes, depends on their situation. And what's cool, though, is when we have kids that get off probation and don't have to come, they still come, because that happens all the time.
And you brought up Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. And so we created that program, and I won an award from Girl Scouts of America for that program. And it had never been done, to their knowledge, in this part of the country. And there are multiple courts, not only in the state of Arkansas, but in Texas and Louisiana, I think in Tennessee, that are now replicating that very program that you saw based on, you know, what we're doing. I mean, the kids come to court, and it's easy for me to overlook it because that's where I go to work, right? Used to be in this courtroom a lot as a prosecutor. And so I show up to a courthouse, and I don't have any... the neck standing up, the hair on my neck standing up when I walk into court. But for kids, court is not normally the place where they're like, yeah, I'm so excited to be back in this building. And that's what made Deliver Hope such a great partner, is instead of all the programs that we're running being at the courthouse, and we still have some that are there, we're able to, and I hate to say send them somewhere else, but direct them to a different place so that they're not coming back and kind of reopening that wound every time, that they're able to go and meet with folks like you and Crazy Been the Kittens to our court. I would love that.
They're still talking about it.
That sounds like amazing therapy. even though I'm not a cat person, it sounds awesome. But it does give them a different place to go where they don't have to worry about seeing the mean judge or seeing the probation officers, and then go and talk to people. And so that's one of the benefits of them, you know, being off campus, if you will, and having their own facilities to do that.
They all seem so excited to be there.
Yeah, they were doing
cyber support before.
I almost asked
so
you to come early.
Their actual program tonight.
Yeah.
So typically you can drop by a lot of evenings and see a lot of activity there.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of these days we'll have more space to house them all.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Thank y'all so much
for
what you're doing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of...
Mr. Lahofsky?
Oh, yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but yeah. I think we need to make one amendment to this ordinance. It looks like the effective date in Section 2 says and effect on, and there's a blank there. Did y'all have a blank or just mine?
No, it has a blank, because okay. I didn't know which y'all... I didn't know if y'all wanted it effective immediately or if there was...
So we just need a motion. Normally, I would say immediately. So on blank would just need to be amended to... say immediately, or
I make a motion that we move to put immediately on the ordinance.
Second.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The amendment passes. Are we good now, Counselor?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. All right. All in favor of proposed ordinance 23-16 going to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. On our agenda tonight, we had proposed ordinance 23-17 that has been withdrawn. We also had proposed ordinance 23-18 that was not heard, and that was in anticipation of it passing Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting. Since that committee meeting did not happen, it will not be heard in this committee. We'll move on to announcements. Just to vocalize it, as chair of Budget and Finance Committee, I'll say we will miss Justice Boyer. He was our most senior member on this committee and provided a lot of insight and a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience to this committee, and we'll miss him. There's no doubt. Anybody have any other announcements?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
On the first page of my summary things, I just realized this. On the bottom section, criminal justice sales tax, Fund 3407, and the expenses against budget column, there's a miscue there, and I was trying to find it on my phone, the actual number, but I think it's probably $3,252.88. I will get that corrected before it gets on the website, and it will be corrected.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I just want to make sure before somebody went home and looked at that.
Yeah.
You know, it is error. I don't know exactly what that number is.
You have a lot of faith in us to look good.
Yeah. Well, you or anybody else. You know.
Yes. Thank you so much. Does anybody have anything else for Budget and Finance Committee? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.